Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. A bipartisan group of senators is working to finalize an agreement on a narrow set of gun control proposals. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports as negotiations continue. Congressional leaders met today with some of the families who lost loved ones in last month's mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York.
Garnell Whitfield, who lost his mother in the shooting, is pleading with Congress to step up and do more.
This is a clarion call for all of us, as human beings, as Americans, to stand up and speak truth to power.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says breaking through decades of gridlock will be tough, but it's the moral duty of the Senate to act.
We owe it to American parents. We owe it to American kids. We owe it to every single neighborhood, every single community, every single household that has been ripped apart by gun violence.
Lawmakers have yet to reach a compromise on legislation that would have enough votes to pass the Senate. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Russia's military is continuing to push its offensive in eastern Ukraine, including the embattled city of Severodonetsk. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more.
For days, Russian and Ukrainian forces have been fighting in the streets of Severodonetsk, and those street battles are still raging as Russia looks to seize the last city in the Luhansk region that was under Ukrainian control. The attack on Severodonetsk is part of Russia's broader offensive in eastern Ukraine's Donbas region. And Russian forces have been pounding Ukrainian villages and towns and frontline positions as they try to slowly push forward. Russia also continues to bombard Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv, despite being pushed back from the outskirts in recent weeks. The city's mayor says one person was killed and three wounded after a Russian strike hit a civilian building and a cafe. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is acknowledging perhaps she and Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell should have come up with a different word other than transitory to describe the expected duration of the current inflation spiral affecting the U.S. Yellen making her remarks before the Senate Finance Committee today. Stocks finished higher despite a profit warning from discount retailer Target. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
All the major stock indexes gained ground, with the S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ each climbing close to 1%. Stock in Target stores fell more than 2% after the retailer cut its earnings forecast for the second time in weeks. A rapid shift in buying patterns has left the chain with a lot of unsold housewares that it plans to mark down. At the same time, Target may raise some prices to offset higher fuel costs. Overall, consumers continue to spend freely, but they're putting more of their purchases on plastic. The Federal Reserve says credit card debt and other revolving credit grew at an annual rate of nearly 20% in April. It's now back to pre-pandemic levels. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Jim Seals of Seals and Crofts has died. The duo's hits included Summer Breeze and Diamond Girl. Family members announced his death on social media. No cause was given. He was 80 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Some critics turned their noses at Seals and Crofts' soft rock, but in the 1970s, millions of people loved their harmonies. Jim Seals' music was a family affair. Raised in West Texas, his father played rockabilly. His brother Dan was in the duo England Dan and John Ford Coley. As a duo, Seals and Crofts wrote songs that reflected their spiritual side.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Seals and Crofts took a hiatus in 1980, but got together for occasional reunions. Jim Seals is survived by his wife and three children. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
The Bank of Jamaica is preparing to issue a nationwide digital currency for the first time following recent approval from legislators. The government says the move is expected to help many on the island of nearly 3 million who don't have bank accounts. The move comes almost 2 years after the Bahamas became the first country to roll out digital currency nationwide, and more than a year after the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank created its own form of blockchain-based currency. That's available to four island nations, including St. Lucia, Grenada, Antigua, and Barbuda, as well as St. Kitts and Nevis. Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. This is NPR News.